Welcome to Captivate Insider, brought to you by Rebel Base Media, the creators of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, flying solo today as Kieran and I are on a bit of a west coast of the US trip. We're out there meeting a few people, seeing a few friends, and conducting a little bit of business. If you want a little bit more inside information on that, go and check out my Instagram profile at Mr. Asquith. Now, this is Captivate Insider, featuring news, feature release roundups, and behind-the-scenes insights into the creation, evolution, and development of the Captivate.fm podcast hosting, analytics, and marketing platform. And today I'm going to give you a roundup of all the features that we have pushed out this week to Captivate.fm. We've pushed out, actually, four brand new updates, four features, some from users, some that we've just created ourselves, some of them big, some of them small. So if you're not a Captivate user, welcome to Captivate Insider. But I urge you to go and check out Captivate.fm for your podcast hosting needs. If you are already using Captivate, a big shout out to you for being on the inside and tuning in here to this very quick roundup. So like I said, Kieran and I have been out on the west coast of the US this week. It's been very, very interesting. We spent a bit of time with a good friend and one of our Captivate mentees, Mr. Jordan Harbinger. It's been fantastic to speak to him and just have a bit of time, just you know, chilling out and just, you know, without that work pressure of having to get work done. It's just been really nice spending some time with Jordan. We've been out there with Rock and Zach from Squadcast, and we've also been out wandering to a certain brand in podcasting. We've been having a lot of time out there. So again, if you want to know who that big old giant brand that we've been invited to go and go and talk to is, go and check out my Instagram at Mr. Asquith. All right, let's get on to the feature release roundup for this week then. It's a bit of a small one this week. We've only got four little bits that we've pushed out, but one of them is quite big. So I'll talk you through the more fixy things that we've pushed out. We've actually done something behind the scenes, which will allow you to upload your artwork a little bit quicker. So that means that things should just get uploaded up to Captivate a little bit quicker when you put in episode level artwork out. But it also means that if you're importing from other podcast hosts, some of the other podcast hosts do really weird things with their RSS feeds, and in particular with their images. So we've built a bit of a script that will just work through some of the imports in a little bit more detail and do a little bit more with the cover art that comes in from those imports, which has been a real boost to the import speed if you're moving in from Libsyn or Podbean or Simplecast or wherever you're moving in from, Anchor. You know, it's very, very quick to do that, but we've made it even quicker because of some of these artwork tweaks that we've made. So that's quite a big one. We've also added a couple of formatting changes on the front end of Captivate sites. So if, like me, for Spark of Rebellion, and indeed for Captivate Insider, if you use the built-in Captivate website platform, you'll notice that the author bio has now been pushed over to the left-hand side in terms of justification. It just looks a little nicer, a little cuter. We previously had it fully justified, and it just wasn't working for us. So thanks to a couple of people on the old support chat who had suggested that as well, we've pushed that over to left alignment, so that does look a little bit prettier. We've then pushed out not a feature, but kind of a tweak to the responsive nature of Captivate's dashboard. So what we've done is, over on the player settings section on the left-hand side, we've now made it so that you can edit that player down to a screen size of 600 pixels. So what used to happen is that if you were viewing Captivate's dashboard on your desktop, on your Mac, on an iPad that was landscape mode, you could go and edit your player settings. But because of the next change that we've made, which I'm going to talk to you about in 1 second, we've made it so that on the left-hand side now, when you go to player settings, you can now edit that even if you're down to an iPad portrait. You still can't do it on phone because we believe that's a little bit too small and pernickety. You can't really kind of, you know, configure something such a large part of your podcasting experience. We can't configure that on your mobile so easily. So we've made it so you can now configure the podcast player, the embeddable player from Captivate. You can now configure that on your iPad in portrait mode. But the big thing that we've released this week, it's come through from a few people, Cody Boyce, from Amy Woods again. Those two guys have been real pioneers when it comes to Captivate. Thank you so much. But also from a couple of other people out there and also from our side. We've made it now so that you have got three options when it comes to branding your Captivate podcast player. So imagine that you've got your embedded podcast player either on your WordPress site, or you've got it on your Captivate site, or you embed it on Twitter or whatever else. We've now made it so that you can have three levels of Captivate branding on there. You can have the normal branding, which has got our logo on, which we'd really, really appreciate. You know, if you don't mind doing that, it's amazing so that people can see that you are actually supporting Captivate. And also, we've made it, of course, so that you can have your affiliate link in there as well, generate a bit of revenue. That's amazing. But if you don't want to kind of put our logo on there, there's a couple of other options that you've got now. Number one, still using your affiliate link, if you paste it in the marketing section, you can now go ahead and just use our subtle branding. So instead of the word Captivate and the little ident icon that we've got, you can now use just the little ident and the icon, which is the little lens icon that we've got. Just a little heads up there. That is what that is. The little icon on Captivate is a little lens if you look at it. It's actually implying that you can look closer with Captivate, which is part of our wider roadmap in terms of data and analytics. So now you can just have the icon on there and you can very, very simply, very, very easily just change that to subtle branding just to have that little icon, and it is going to fade itself out a little bit as well. But the third version, which we understand you might want to do, is you can get rid of the branding on the player completely. You can turn off all of the branding. Now, what we've decided not to do, we've decided not to let you upload your own logo. The reason for that is that, honestly, some people's logos are just terrible. They really, really are. I'm really, really sorry to say it, but they're just not great. So we want that Captivate experience, and we want that brand experience for everyone to be really, really top-notch. So if people pop a logo on there that's just not great looking, well, that's just not going to be so hot, is it? So we've made it now so you can take that branding off completely. You can have a completely, theoretically, white-labeled podcast player. So that's handy for networks or agencies that might want to just imply that they're doing a little bit more for their clients. So there are the updates. Now, of course, as usual, the Rebel Base Media website has been updated. The Captivate changelog has been updated. If you're a Captivate user, scroll to the bottom of your dashboard in the footer, click changelog. You'll see all this information there. Of course, we've emailed this out to all the people on Captivate. And I'm telling you that if you aren't a Captivate user, you can still check out that changelog by going to help.captivate.fm. Now, we've got a few things coming up next week as normal. Like I said, Kieran and I have been on our West Coast US trip. It's been very, very exciting. It's a trip that we never thought we would be doing. Well, actually, that's not true. That's not true. We always kind of had it in mind that we would get to this position. But we've been doing some fun stuff. So go and check it out on my Instagram, at Mr. Asquith. And as a Captivate user, it's amazing to be able to do this for you. Thank you for tuning into Captivate Inside. I'll see you on the next episode. Until next time, if you need anything, go and check out the support chat. Go and check out Captivate.fm. And let's just keep on talking.